World updates from the Oval. Woodrow Wilson, often regarded as the father of public administration of USA. His name is going to be dropped from Princeton University's Public Policy School. Why? You'll know ahead. And it is reported that Russian military awarded bounties to Taliban-backed militants to kill the American troops in Afghanistan. Vaccine of corona is not invented yet. Well, we pray Oxford University and all other organizations succeed in its vaccine. But information is an all-time vaccine. If we spread it to more people, we get surrounded by healthy people with knowledgeable brains. A lot changes in a day, and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all what happened on June 27th, starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. A first ever ninja studies degree was awarded in Japan to 45-year-old Genichi Mitsuhashi, who drained examining historical documents on the true nature of the stealth fighters while perfecting his martial arts skills for 2 years. Mitsuhashi was one of three students who enrolled in the master's degree at Mie University's International Ninja Research Center in spring 2018. Talking of ninjas, it is believed that they originated in the early 14th century when feudal lords hired mercenary spies to infiltrate castles to obtain information. For the first time in a history of 17 years, Hong Kong banned the annual pro-democracy march held since 2003, citing COVID-19 pandemic. The China-Hong Kong situation is already sore at present because Beijing has decided to adopt a national security law for Hong Kong. China's call for air defense identification zones in the disputed South China Sea was discarded by the ASEAN group as they defend the principle of freedom of navigation in the disputed waters and stressed on freedom of overflight in the area. India now follows only the US, Brazil and Russia in the number of coronavirus cases as it crossed 500,000 cases on Saturday after a 24-hour jump of 18,552 infections. Gurgaon or Gurugram, the satellite city of India, fell prey to a huge invasion by locusts on Saturday. This is the first time that the city was attacked by locusts. Sources for the updates for the Asian continent were The Independent, Asia News, ABC News and the Reuters. Well friends, if you want to catch more news, please follow us on our Instagram and Twitter account at Oval the Global, where you can have more information about the world. You really have the idea of using your social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways. Just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Moving on to the next continent, Europe. UK citizens can get back to enjoying their holidays from 6th of July, as the blanket restrictions on non-essential overseas travel will be relaxed from 6th of July. They will be allowed to visit certain European nations without having to spend 14 days in quarantine on return. Countries thought to be included to the list include Spain, France, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Finland, Belgium, Turkey, Germany, and Norway, but not Portugal or Sweden. Kosovo's president Hashim Thaci denied the war crimes indictment at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. He said that it is an attempt to rewrite the history. A special international prosecutor in The Hague says Mr. Thaci and others are criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders, torture and enforced disappearances in the conflict with Serbia during the 90s. In a bid to contain a sea of people from turning up to the beaches, Belgium will adopt a new system to track mobile phones. This will be implemented in 10 districts along the coasts and display the live information on a website with codes from dark green for calm to orange for very busy. According to the US intelligence, Russian military awarded, yes, the big news now, right now. According to the US intelligence, Russian military awarded bounties to Taliban-backed militants to kill the American troops in Afghanistan. The news is revealed by a report in the New York Times. 20 Americans died in a fight last year in Afghanistan. The US on February 29 made a deal with the Taliban which aimed at the withdrawal of the army in a phased manner. Meanwhile, in a big blow to the already deteriorating nature, a surge in some radioactivity was witnessed in northern Europe. However, the source remains unknown. The Finnish, Norwegian, and Swedish radiation and nuclear safety watchdogs said this week they have spotted small amounts of radioactive isotopes harmless to humans and the environment in parts of Finland, southern Scandinavia, and the Arctic. Sources for the European continent updates were BBC, New York Times, Reuters, and ABC News. If you're still tuned in and liking our show and the whole information compilation from around the world, please like and follow our account and channel, The Oval. We keep posting informative and interesting stuffs on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter pages. That is @OvalTheGlobal. Now let's have our eyes on our next continent, American. Now coming to our main update. Do you remember John Nash, person who invented game theory and studied at Princeton University? The prestigious Princeton University will remove former US President Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school and a residential college for his alleged racist thinking. Princeton University President Christopher E. Grubber said Wilson segregated the federal service after it had been racially integrated for decades, thereby taking America backward in its pursuit of justice. Schools might not return to normal until May or June of 2021. Maybe sad, but these are the words of Dr. Ashish Jha, the director of the Howard Global Health Institute. He said parents are more appalled and afraid of handling of communities of the coronavirus pandemic. He speculated that perhaps this whole year could be studied online. House of the 20th century revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara is on sale, which is situated in Argentina's city of Rosario. Current owner Francisco Ferrugia had bought the 240 square meter apartment in 2002. Che Guevara was born in Catholic wealthy middle class family of Argentina in 1928. Bolivia's Supreme Court has directed the government for another date for the country's election, including a date for an eventual second round presidential runoff. Bolivia was to conduct elections in May this year to elect a successor to Evo Morales, the former president who resigned in November and fled the country into exile. Government of Argentina has extended the lockdown restriction for its capital Buenos Aires and its surrounding regions till July 17th. According to a UN report, Argentina could lose 850,000 jobs in 2020 and the economy can face a drop of 10% with staggering 60% of its children. Yes, 60% of its children suffering poverty after the pandemic. Update sources were The Guardian, Merco Press, RTL Today, and Buenos Aires Times. Now, updates from the African continent are here for you. The leaders of Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia agreed to return to talks on reaching an agreement over the filling of Ethiopia's new hydroelectric dam on the Blue Nile. Egypt, which relies on the Nile for 90% of its water supplies, and Sudan said that Ethiopia will not fill the dam until they reach an accord. However, Ethiopia has not commented on the matter. South Africa and Zimbabwe increased their border patrols to stop cigarette smuggling, which has boomed since Pretoria banned the sale of tobacco in March. The illegal trade has boomed despite South Africa making a £1.7 million 25-mile fence across the border in April. Malawi's ruling party called for a third presidential election, citing irregularities and intimidation in a vote rerun. tallies of which showed that the opposition leader, Lazarus Chakwera, is set to replace the incumbent president, Peter Mutharika. Sources of the updates for Africa were Africa News, The Guardian, and Al Jazeera. Heading towards the next region in the list, Middle East. After the arrest of seven activists, including protest leader Amir Haskell, thousands of protesters gathered on Saturday evening outside PM Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem, Israel. This was part of the ongoing Black Flag anti-corruption protest against Netanyahu, who is standing trial in a series of corruption cases. The Prime Minister faces charges of fraud and breach of trust in three separate cases, as well as bribery in one of them. An Amnesty report stating Morocco spied journalist Omar Radi using Israeli-made technology were rejected by the authorities. Daria Sert, the woman who underwent the world's first uterus transplant, gave birth to a child on June 4th. Turkish citizen, who is 32-year-old, successfully received a uterus transplant in August 2011. Sources for the updates were from the Times of Israel, the Jerusalem Post, and the Ahval. Two more updates from the Oceania continent are, after the withdrawal of Japan's bid for the 2023 Women's World Cup, Australia and New Zealand will host the 2023 Women's FIFA World Cup. The 2023 version, which is scheduled for July to August 2023, will be the first in the women's game to feature 32 sides, up from the current 24. Prime Minister Scott Morrison signaled that Australia's may be closed for international visitors till the middle of next year as the coronavirus crisis escalates across the world. He answered on a question asked in the context of CEO Alan Joyce of Qantas Airways about less chance of traveling overseas for next 12 months. Sources were ABC News and Straits Times. So these were all the major updates from several news reports of June 27. And as I said in the beginning of the updates, information is like a vaccine all time. If we spread it to more people, we get surrounded by healthy people with knowledgeable brains. Before an ignorant person touches you, give our vaccine to the person also. If you liked our content, please like, follow, and share it with all the people you know. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts at the handle @OvalTheGlobal. Also, if you have any suggestions, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing can cure all of our problems.